Your taxes hold the key.
Professionals, remember March 15 is the deadline for those of you in private practice to file and pay your income tax returns. Similar to self-employed persons, if you're employed and earn additional income, you should also submit an IT01. This refers, for example, to teachers who receive money for extra lessons, government doctors who also have a private practice, architects, surveyors, and others employed by a firm but who also provide their services independently, lawyers employed in the public or private sector who also provide their services independently for a fee, employees who rent out all or part of their house, and employees who do hairdressing, dressmaking, and other jobs on the side for a fee. For details, call our customer care center at 1-888-TAX-HELP or visit our website at jamaicatax.gov.jm. This has been Your Tax Tip in 60 Seconds, brought to you by Tax Administration Jamaica.
Your taxes hold the key.
Annual income tax returns are due on March 15. Who is required to file tax returns? We refresh your memory on today's edition of Get the Facts. Filing your income tax returns is a requirement under the law. Therefore, all business operators and self-employed individuals are being urged to file their tax returns by March 15.
So we're speaking about persons such as self-employed persons, and this includes persons in a partnership, persons who operate a company, partnerships, and other bodies. And when I speak of other bodies, I mean like provident societies and so on. They too are required to file an income tax return.
Director of Communications at Tax Administration Jamaica, TAJ, Maris Houghton. Employed persons who have additional sources of income should also file a tax return.
Once they have other sources of income, and this can be from rent or they have a little business on the side, they too would be required to file a return, just like a self-employed person in this instance. Of course, in respect of the amount that they would pay as an employed person, they would get a credit on that amount that is already deducted at source.
So, what exactly should be filed?
At March 15 each year, two things need to be filed. One, a final income tax return for last year, in this instance, which is 2012, and also an estimated income tax return for the current year, which is 2013.
The increased threshold or tax-free amount of $507,312 took effect on January 1 this year. This would apply to the estimated return for 2013. For 2012, the threshold is $441,168. This is the figure that would not be applied to your return due March 15. Income below the threshold is not subjected to tax. However, if you fall into any of the categories we mentioned above, you are still required to file an income tax return. Ensure you use the correct form to file your return. For example, a self-employed person or an employed person with additional income should use an IT01 form, while a company would use an IT02 form. However, all categories of persons would use an IT07 form to declare their estimated income and tax payable. TAJ is providing assistance for small businesses to file and pay their income tax returns through an island-wide taxpayer assistance program. Small business operators are being urged to take advantage of the program.
We have a number of sessions running now across the island under our special taxpayer assistance program. So particularly for small business operators, they can take advantage of this option to get help in terms of helping them to complete their income tax returns to meet the March 15 deadline.
Director of Communications at Tax Administration Jamaica, Maris Houghton. Income tax returns may be filed online at jamaicatax-online.gov.jm or in branch at any of the 29 tax offices across the island. For more information, call 1-888-TAX-HELP. That's 1-888-829-3457 or visit a tax office near you. That's where we leave you on this edition of Get the Facts. Do join us again next time. I'm Prince Moore.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.